Thank you for tuning in to Diaries of a Dom plus Questions Answered with me, Chastity Queen. Thank you so much for your patience. The past few days I've had a wicked cold or flu. I'm not quite sure which, but regardless, it's made my audio abilities quite limited, and I've not been able to record as much as I wish. Now, I will get caught up and then some, so not to worry. It will be coming in an influx quite soon, and I am beginning to start to sound somewhat normal, though I'm not normal, as all of you know. Yes. So today what I want to do is quickly just update you on that, and that I've not disappeared. I am definitely here. I'm alive, even though I'm not as audio fantastic as I usually am. I am a little more scratchy, sort of like a record. Needle to the record, right? There's my throat right there as an example. But I do want to say, while you're waiting for more podcasts, I want you to take advantage of the Black Friday weekend special through Locked in Lust. So you can go to www.lockedinlust.com. And today and tomorrow, so November 25th and 26th, there's the Black Friday weekend. There's a 20% off store-wide sale, but this is the exciting part. The Vice is only $109.95. Yes, if you already have a Vice, then consider going smaller. Here's the exciting part. For an additional, yes, an additional 15% off, you can use my discount code, ChastityQueen, and that's all caps, one word, ChastityQueen, and you can get that 15% off, stackable. So go to lockedinlust.com and get yourself hooked up, because you need a new device or a smaller device. Or if you are a cuckoldress or a female partner or even a male partner and want to cage your partner in chastity, this is the weekend to get your chance, get your opportunity to lock them, to trap them, to suck them into the world of chastity. And why not put them in a vice? Because it is inescapable. I can testify to that. My partner was in the vice for, quite a long, long time. My partner was in the vice for a year. And of course, you know, we've had to get him into something smaller. So we went to the Gatekeeper, and we've got the Vice Micro, which is fantastic. You can pick different colors. So you can graduate your partner from an average size tube to smaller and smaller. And if you want to go metal, you can go metal. They have options on Locked in Lust for that as well, 20% off store-wide. So take full advantage, and you would make me, as Chastity Queen, super, super happy. Because I know all of you listening out there may not have a partner, but you want to experiment with your sexuality. And what a great way to begin, by purchasing something that's high quality at a very good discounted price. So that's my little sales pitch. Chastity for me is a lifestyle. And so it goes beyond the sales pitch. It is what I do. It's what I live for. And it is what my partner and partners have embraced. And funny enough, even the men who are going to become a bull for me end up being locked up and denied. So, is it a trap? Is this my master plan? You know, my partner said, oh, I want to be a cuck. And I was all, oh my goodness, I don't know about that. I'm a queen. I don't want to be fucking a bunch of men. You know, my temple is pure. And I was really thinking about it and brainstorming the possibilities. And what it meant to me was that I could interact with more men freely without any issues. My partner could enjoy watching me interact or hearing about my interactions. And in the whole process, I'm not only maybe denying, degrading, or humiliating men, maybe feminizing them, right? Because they want to be my bull, right? So there's the trap. Oh, well, you could potentially have sex with me. So, you know, let's talk, let's text, let's chit-chat at the sex club. You know, you might think you're going to get some, but in the end, you're just denied. And a lot of times I will start to discuss chastity and broaching that subject to anybody who will listen, the men, the women, everybody. So my master plan has come to fruition, I think. And you can be part of that master plan if you just submit to staying locked up or buying a cage. Because when you do, you're going to find that chastity is freedom. That's my quote. I always say chastity is freedom. And why is that? Well, I think it brings you closer to God. Or in my world, it brings you closer to the goddess, right? So you become more desirable in her eyes. You're not just a man with a cock who wants to fuck. You're a man who's willing to be denied to please a woman. And that is the essence of femdom. So, will I have somebody to fuck? Well, yes, I have. I have had some minor, some small experiences here and there. And will I continue? Well, that's going to be up to me to share and to decide. That's not up to my cuck. Just because he's a cuck doesn't mean that I'm going to fuck for him to make him happy so that he gets his little cuck fetish fulfilled. No, it's about what I want. And if I find a man, and, you know, recently I've been interacting with somebody who's got a nice penis, and not too long ago I made him come in a condom inside of me. I was riding him. And that was exciting. But I also told him that would be the last time he came ever in his life. So yes, I did fuck him. But I'm going to be putting him in the Steel Down Boy cage, which is on Locked in Lust. I actually brought the Steel Down Boy cage for him, and the ring was too large. He had miscalculated, mismeasured. So I've ordered the next ring below, and I'm going to put that on him the next time I see him and lock it shut. And that thing is not coming off. He is not going to have an opportunity for freedom. He will not be given a blowjob. And I mean, when I say blowjob, I don't mean blowing actually happens. Like, he doesn't get to blow his load. I use a blowjob as a tease and denial with my tongue and mouth. So he's not even going to get that. If he's really good and very obedient and does what I want him to do, makes me happy, then I might give him a little kiss. But I'm not kissing his dick because it's going to be locked. It's not coming unlocked. I'm not taking it off. Not even if I want to lick it. Because that's just how it is. When I make up my mind about something, it's going to be followed through with. And I think it's necessary. It's a good training tool. Don't you think? I mean, that's just how I am. I like to follow through on my decisions. And with Bunny, being a cuck is definitely an exciting adventure. And I can foresee that the future is going to hold many more adventures. And it is becoming a very hot kink in partnerships. Now, I want to let all of you guys out there know that if you've decided that you want to be a cuck and your partner has accepted it and she wants to explore becoming a cuckoldress, that each cuckoldress will have her own limits. So, you know, my limit might be I will only kiss one person other than my partner, and anybody else that's used for sex is just penetrative only. There's no like oral copulation, no kissing, no none of that bullshit, right? Or maybe your partner just wants to have one other long-term bull. Maybe your partner wants to go to the sex club every weekend and get gangbang. Now, that's not my thing. I'm not going to do that. Maybe as I progress down the line, I might hand select, you know, two or three people that I've interacted with for a little while, and we can, you know, role play it a little bit, but we'll see. But it would have to be handpicked. I'm not just going to go and just randomly spread my legs and say, okay, whoever wants a try, you know, get on the bicycle. So I like to degrade. I like to deny. I like to tie up. I like to inflict pain. I enjoy humiliation, giving, of course, humiliation, small penis humiliation, cock and ball torture. You all know what I like. But for those who haven't heard, this is part of who I am. It's part of what I like. So I can see my list of what I will accept and what I will not accept is going to be pretty specific. So just remember that if you have a partner that is going to get into the lifestyle and become a cuckoldress, she may just want to have one steady partner, and that will make her feel secure and confident, and she can sort of count on that man. And maybe another woman doesn't want a commitment, so she's willing to sort of hook up with whomever strikes her fancy, you know, depending on the night. Maybe she'll go on Tinder and just swipe right or left and say, yeah, tonight I'm going to do him. But in the meantime, don't forget to go and get your Black Friday special today and tomorrow only. Use Chastity Queen as the discount code for the stackable 15% off. Don't miss out on that additional discount. So thank you for listening, and we will be talking again soon. Bye for now.